listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
All right. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 49, part one of a three-part episode.
Episode 49, part one, John. We only got 1 week to come up with what we're going to do for episode 50.
Oh, no.
The groundbreaking AKC Total Talk Nonsense episode 50. Maybe you know what we should do is just let Phil do the whole thing.
Yeah,
let's take 50 off and Phil can do a best of and just provide commentary.
By the way, that opening loop was provided by Arrowwolf.
Everybody knows Arrowwolf. No introduction required, John.
That's right. Yeah. He told me to put it on loop, but I don't know if I could listen to that this that long. Although in my car, I might make this loop go for like 40 minutes for the whole ride to work and play it really loud. Because, you know, my car is a subwoofer.
No doubt. And I was thinking you'd play it in your car when you, when we
I'm one of the biggest cocks.
Every once in a while we drive down to Chi-Town. Chi-Town. I'm really having trouble already, John. I think it's the Rizzling.
Yeah.
And we pick up the Hooers.
The Hooers.
Yeah. Then I thought we could, you know, have that crank and
right.
While we're, you know, because you drive and then I'm in the back with the Hooers and then we switch.
Yeah. I noticed the last podcast I said right a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Who says that?
You. And then now I say it all the time. It's stupid.
That is stupid.
Hey, did I tell you I listened to the podcast Nobodies?
Nobodies?
Yeah.
The Nobodies?
The Nobodies. Cinnamon Girls.
Cinnamon Girl, Cinnamon. Right, and Lizard King.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm tooling around on PCA, checking it out. That's Podcast Alley for you people that don't know what I'm saying.
Right, John.
Right.
No doubt.
So a listener recommended episode 31 because he said he spit his coffee or almost spit his coffee on his monitor at work. So I thought I'd check it out. And sure enough, I was laughing my ass off because they were attempting to wax her mustache off right on the air. I guess they had some Walgreens wax strips and Lizard King was waxing her right there.
Wow.
And you get her, ah!
You drink coffee?
Yeah.
Did it go all over a little bit of monitor?
I wasn't drinking it at the time, but I laughed out loud, yes.
Yeah. I finally got the iPod up and running, and I'm able to now download podcasts. So I downloaded over the weekend, and I have like 60 hours to listen to to catch up.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Got a lot of shit on there, John.
So the iPod's working. That's
iPod's great. Back in full function. Full function. Fully functional. I only get to an internet's connection once a week now, and that's on the weekend. So
nice.
So I'm going to jam it with stuff and then listen to it all week. Hopefully the battery will last.
Right. It's great, man.
There you have it. So 49, episode 49, part one, John.
49, part one. Yeah, that's where we're at, Scott. Yeah.
That's kick-ass, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Sorry, man. I'm having some sound troubles in here. What else is new? If anybody heard it get really loud all of a sudden, that's me. Sorry.
Hey, anyway, no problem, man.
I got some comments here. You want to hear them?
Yeah, let's hear the comments. Okay. We love the comments.
You love them, don't you?
Yeah, hold it. Wait a minute. Let me
hold
before
it.
Before you get to comments.
All right.
Guess how many votes we have at Podcast Alley, John?
Why? I thought you didn't care. I thought you didn't care. Now you care.
11.
Yeah. See how pathetic that
no.
is?
No. What pathetic what?
It seems so pathetic.
Who cares?
You.
I don't
you
care.
I didn't bring it up. You did.
I'm bringing it up to point out that it doesn't matter.
Guess how many votes
it doesn't
we got
matter.
Alley.
11.
Guess how many. Guess how many we got?
11 votes.
11. I know that.
Because what's important is Pod Riot, John. Pod Riot. Vote for the riot.
Right.
If you want to vote for us, leave a comment. How dare you vote for us and not leave a comment? That's what I have to say.
So anyway, they did leave some comments. Not many. The first one, of course, right out of the box is you know who. Goopa Goopa. It's not my balls you want to be worried about. My vast deference is serial nuisance, a serial nuisance caller. Who do you think that is?
Is that Pauly B from Punky, our favorite podcast?
Pauly B. Yeah. Our favorite podcast. That's right. They have like 850 my friends already. Friends on MySpace. We got like 185.
That's fine. That's great.
I want more.
That's great for Punky. Here's why the rule of they'll tell two friends and they'll tell two friends works for Punky is because the minute they play a band, they get all the band's friends,
right,
too. See, we don't do any of that crap.
That's true.
Who do we got? We got Daisy and her friends, Chris.
Right.
That's it.
Her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend.
And I got that here. I'll talk about that at the end of the comments real quick.
All right.
What up? G'day, Ring Sausages. Can't wait for the Big 5-0 episode. I hope you've got a big show planned, maybe even a vidcast or something. Don't let me down, fellers. You guys go off like a frog in a sock. And you know how much frogs like socks. Woo! Peace out. By ADZ12. Ads 12.
I have an idea for part 50.
You do?
Yeah, what? But I have to tell you off air.
Oh, here we go.
Remind me to tell you.
Yeah, remember the last time we tried to plan something?
What happened?
I got so nervous, my ass started shitting water.
Well, this
wait a minute, we just talked about shit. It was just real quick, though. Skype. Either Skype sucks or you suck. LK Larkin.
Okay, LK Larkin. We got the point. We got the message already. We'll have to blame it on Skype, won't we, John?
Right.
Because we don't suck,
that's
do
right.
we?
We suck like a vacuum. I don't know. Do we suck?
No.
All right.
Of course not.
Whale Rider, huh? Sounds like some sort of sick porn movie involving obese people to me. Richmond.Grant.
Okay.
I'm sure it's Grant Richmond.
Grant Richmond.
I think he's one of our posters on the forum.
I challenge you to watch Whale Rider.
Rail Rider?
Rail Rider.
Okay, have another drink. Do you drink that whole bottle?
I finished my first glass.
Isn't that the biggest goddamn bottle you've ever seen?
It is the biggest bottle I've ever seen. It's very phallic,
We're
too.
Drinking a Weasling. A Riesling wine.
At room temperature.
Ugh.
And that's not the way to drink it, John.
And it's gigantic, the bottle.
It is gigantic.
I could get some ice.
No, that's all right. And that wine on the rocks, that's...
That's gay.
That is gay. That's totally uber-sexual.
Fling the theses. Atheists must be more evolutionarily advanced only because they can seemingly remove their balls at will. Charlie Rowe.
Charlie Rowe.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie Roll.
All right, Charlie.
Yeah, okay. He thinks he's clever.
Yeah.
All right, then. Maybe that's another reason we don't get a lot of comments,
right.
John.
Yeah.
Yes, because you're so vicious.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, how is it me? How am I vicious? It's you. You attack me all the time.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, do this bit. Yeah, say the thing about God taking it up the ass. That'll be great. And then I do, oh, really good. Oh, blasphemous. Fucking turncoat.
That's not attacking, John.
What is it, then?
That's even worse.
Benedict
that's like,
Arnold?
Yeah, it's like the W.
It's like Judas?
Yeah, it's like being Judas.
Judas Iscariot?
Oh, but there was a story that came out that said Jesus told Judas to turn on him.
Yeah, I'll check into that later.
All right.
We can talk about that later.
Of course we will.
Nick says, I've just finished with 36 Part 3. I'm living in Liverpool and listened to Pete Price on occasion, but had missed this story. Phil is the best part of the show. Keep it up.
All right. We'll have to tell Phil when he comes in that he's the best part of the show.
Yeah. And then we got something from IT Radio. They want us to check out their podcast, saying that anybody who listens to TTN will definitely enjoy IT Radio. Very similar style.
IT Radio. I'll check it out. I'm writing it down right now, John.
They say listen to more than one show, because sometimes they're on and sometimes they're not.
Okay, fuck that. I'm not going to listen anymore. Did they at least tell us which show that they're on?
No, it's for you to find out.
Ah, fuck that. I don't have time for that.
Okay, whatever. You're right. You don't have time.
I don't.
What do you mean you don't have time? You're going to be home all week. You don't practice anymore.
That's right. Hey, that's a good point, John. But no, here's why I don't have time. Because I can't download until next Saturday or Sunday. And what does IT stand for? Is it Information Technology Radio?
IT Radio.
IT Radio. Okay.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Okay, this one's from Punky. My bollocks don't like Skype either. Or is it bollocks?
Bollocks? I don't know.
Bollocks.
And we thought it meant bullshit, but it means balls. The balls.
Yeah.
Balls.
Yeah. I had to look up what a bog was.
A bog?
Yeah.
We live right next to one. You had to look it up?
What do you mean we live right next to one?
The Volo Bog. It's like on Route 12.
No. I know what a bog is, literally.
Oh.
Pauly B throws so much goddamn slang around, you don't know what the hell he's saying. It's almost like another language, those septic wannabes talk.
It is another language.
So I had to look it up, because he said we should... There's a whole bit going down on the PCA forum that... what's her name started? Lynn from...
Griffin's Guy.
Yeah. That we should jello wrestle.
With who? Each other?
With Pauly B and Tony Hearn.
Oh, they'd be out in like 2 seconds, John.
And I said, I said, have you ever seen John Candy and Stripes, that mud wrestling scene? That's me. And then, no, maybe, I don't know who, I think maybe the word horror, so one of them started that, and then the other one said, no, I think you should grease up Pauly B and Tony Hearn like grease pigs and see if we can catch them. And I said, I am a burst of slowness. That won't happen. Scott will have to do it, and he'll catch him one at a time while I hold down the one, and he can catch the other.
There you go.
And then Pauly said something about how they're really quick on their feet and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, but you haven't seen Scott. He's like a silverback gorilla. His knuckles drag on the ground.
Fucking A, I'm and quick on my feet.
Fucking fast in the wild.
And I have a 12-inch reach, John.
With your staff?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah,
I know. Arrowwolf says, hope to see you at the Beacon on the 29th. That's right. We're playing April 29th at the Beacon Tap in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Because we are a band, John.
We are a
band. We are.
Well, not just us.
Well, and Rick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we rock, man.
That's right.
We totally rock.
We're gonna tear the house down.
The chicks just melt.
They flock
in their
to us.
Chairs. They get so moist, they just fall right out.
In their wheelchairs.
Yeah.
I guess Arrowwolf is looking for a house. He's saying hopefully he'll have his house by then. Scott, keep your chin up. Don't let society chew you a new asshole. John, producer of the year? It's looking that way so far. Phil, shut the fuck up.
And I'll have to agree with Arrowwolf there on a couple of points. First of all, I cannot stop society from chewing me a new asshole, especially after I tell you about the movie I saw. The other one is, yes, John, producer of the year, right on, man. Wait till you hear the stingers this motherfucker put together.
No, it's all you,
that we're
going
to be playing later.
I'm an editor.
Producer, engineer of the year.
You're the director.
Podcast.
Your director of the year.
John from AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Can there possibly be a podcast producer of the year?
Why not? Why don't we put it together?
Then I want the first award.
You would get it.
Well, you know, it's been really dead as far as the top 10 doables on the forum.
Okay.
So Daisy finally posted hers. Do you know what hers were?
Wait a minute. Daisy posted a long time ago.
No, she posted a new one.
A new one?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's hear it.
Daisy says all 10 of hers are Chris.
Oh.
However, she left number 8 out.
Number 8 is out.
I wonder who number 8 is. Professor Tom right away jumped on and he thinks it's him.
Okay. Why not?
I don't know. You tell me, man.
You tell me. So it's a big mystery. It's a big forum mystery. It's who Daisy's number 8 is.
Yeah. So that's it for the comments, man.
I love the comments, John.
We're going to have a shag party, man. All right.
Well, we were just talking about the stingers. Let's play some of the stingers that you put together over the week that were out of sight. Now, we put these together and we sent them out to other podcasts. We don't have any idea if they'll play them or not. Yeah. But you know what? We'll play them.
All right, we'll play.
Yeah, we'll play them here.
Kinky sex first.
Here's a kinky sex stinger we put together.
Right.
Right.
This is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And when we need to get our kink on, we tune into Professor Tom.
Don't forget Gypsy.
At kinkysexradio.com.
Oh, and nice ass, by the way.
Nice. And the thing about that one is there's no backtracks, nothing. Because
right.
That's the way Professor Tom likes
that's
it.
That's the way he likes it.
He likes it raw.
Right.
John. Raw.
We got one for Spike and Rachel.
Spike and Rachel?
How about this one? This is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when we're not broadcasting, we like to
rub one out. And when we're not doing that, we tune into
Spike
and Rachel.
Nice ass, by the way. Yeah, we weren't very creative because we had to use the same line for two different podcasts. But hey, what are you going to do?
We read the same script.
Did you ever hear back from Spike? You sent that to him, didn't you?
No, I haven't sent it to him. So, Spike, we're going to send
you
that.
Wait a minute, you haven't even sent it to him?
No.
Oh, all right.
I haven't had time, you know, busy guy.
No doubt. I understand.
And this one's for Punky. I haven't sent
Punky.
This to
Punky, we
him
haven't
yet.
Sent this
yeah.
either?
Here, no.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
This is AKC's Doodle Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And when we're not, I forgot my line. What is my line?
We're not imitating.
Oh. And when we're not imitating Polygy's genitalia.
We love listening to Punky, our favorite podcast.
Bloody septics.
All right.
That was hot, man. And you broke character.
Right.
Yeah, you're never supposed to break character, man. Never.
Hey, man, it's for the... What do you mean? I'm John and you're Scott in voices.
Right, but we stuck with the voices. It's theater of the mind.
Oh, you didn't seem to mind when we were putting it together. I didn't get this fucking abuse then.
I did mention to you, you broke character.
I said, do you want to leave it? Well, all right,
because
you kept laughing.
Yeah,
every time. All right,
it's funny.
Here's the new Pod Riot stinger.
New Pod Riot
stinger. All right, here we go. Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers! Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com!
Listening to Pod Riot may cause
oily or fatty bowel movements,
increased number of bowel movements,
urgent need and or inability to control bowel movement,
bowel movements that are orange or brown in color,
gas with discharge,
oily discharge,
stomach pain,
irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at kinkysexradio.com.
All right, so that was the Pod Riot one. We're so vain. Here, let's play our own stingers.
Well, that was Skank.
That's right. Skank's
we played
tune.
Skank in the background there. And the one thing that we both noticed after we had listened to it like 800 times,
right,
is and we got the symptoms offline, online, right?
Right, right.
For some drug.
Right.
And the one that we couldn't understand was some discharge may or some duty may be orange or brown.
Or brown. So
but isn't your duty supposed to be brown,
brown
John?
Right.
My duty's brown. Most, you know, when I'm healthy.
You might have some bowel movements. Orange or brown.
Orange or brown.
Oh, my God.
It's brown. It's usually purple. What the fuck? I'm dying.
Yeah. So, that was funny. We did that. Right.
Right.
Hello. I'm calling in to set the record straight.
So, Yeah, you had something to say about the pod riot?
The pod riot. Now, I went out over the weekend when I did have my internet's connectivity, John. I went out to PCA, and I checked out the latest voting for pod riot. Pod riot currently, when I checked it out, was number 13, John.
Oh.
Number 13 with like 180-something votes.
Yeah.
Now, 2 months ago, that's top five.
Right.
But since people figured out how to proxy and how to fake their IP address and then just vote at will, John, at will, basically, the top 10 is all jacked up now. Because you got Keith and the Girl, sure, deservedly, right?
Right.
Keith and the Girl, that's like the first podcast ever, isn't it?
Right. No.
First popular one.
Drew and
Dawn and Drew are the first?
That was the first one I ever listened to.
Oh, all right. First ones I think I heard of were Keith and the Girl. Then you got your Free Talk Live, right? Then you got your Muggle Cast.
Right.
And I guess there's a lot of Harry Potter fans out there.
Yeah.
Then you got your Dawn and Drew. Then you got your Soccer Girl Incorporated. Now, I think I heard about 5 minutes of that once.
Yeah.
And that's all I could take. So I don't know why that's number five. Then you got your Daily Breakfast. That's like a reverend who gives the daily word.
Right.
And he's supposed to be pretty good. I think he was, we mentioned him before on one of our
with Professor Tom
top 10 countdowns. Then you got Comic Geek Speak. This is about comic books. So I'm figuring if you're into comic books, you're probably into the internets as well. So they're deservedly up there, right, John?
Yeah.
We can make an argument for that.
Right.
Then you got Infection, a Scott Sigler podcast. Now, this is one of those novels where the guy reads it online.
Yeah.
Come on. Really? Really?
Maybe some people don't like to read. They like to listen to people.
What
does he read? Like Soup and Me?
No, he reads Infection. That's the name, Infection.
Oh, so he writes it.
He writes it and reads it. And people tune in and make it number 8 overall.
Maybe it's cool. Did you
Right.
Did you listen to it?
I haven't.
How could you be? Now you sound like Fox News.
Maybe I am Fox News. Maybe I'm Brit Hume.
Brit Hume.
Then you got number 9, Crazy Rob and Naked Jay.
What?
Crazy Rob and Naked Jay. Have you ever heard of them? No, you haven't, because they just started this like 2 months ago, and already they're number 9, John.
What?
Yeah, okay, right.
They got the word out. What are you saying?
Then you got Nobody Likes Onions. I've heard of them before. I don't think I've ever listened to them, but I've heard of Nobody Likes Onions. Right when we got into it, I was hearing Nobody Likes Onions. So they got the marketing machine going. All right, number 11, you got The Specialist and the AKG Show. Now, what the fuck is that? I never heard of that. You know why you never heard of it?
No.
Because they just started like last month.
No.
That's why. And already they're number 11.
Wow.
Number 12, 808 Talk, Hawaii's premier podcast. Okay, do people really care about Hawaii?
I don't know. I'm playing some Hawaiian music, some surf music
right here.
This
is not Hawaiian music. This is surf music.
Yeah.
But do people care about Hawaii that much to make it number 12?
Greg Brady wiped out in Hawaii.
With the tarantula, too?
Yeah,
that was sweet, man. Because they were cursed. Yeah.
Another fairy tale episode.
And then coming in at number 13 is Pod Riot, John.
Pod Riot.
All right, now to show you how fucked up the voting is.
We don't have enough of that, do we? Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers! Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
All right, go ahead.
You should have continued playing, man.
Oh, really?
That's Podcast of the Year. When you win that award, that's what they're going to play.
Well, yeah.
You know when they do the top five and they say, okay, nominated Pez from the RBP show... RBPC show, the live show where he was at the bar.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, and then they'll play a little bit of that. John from AKC Total Talk Nonsense for the Pod Riot Stinger. And then they'll play this.
Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers!
Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com.
Listening to Pod Riot may cause
oily or fatty bowel movements,
increased number of bowel movements,
urgent need and or inability to control bowel movement,
bowel movements that are orange or brown in color,
gas with discharge,
oily discharge,
stomach pain,
irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
So I guess what we're saying is tune in to Pod Riot because it's a consortium. Podcasts.
Of the best. The best and the brightest,
the top. The top podcasts.
We might not have the votes, but we got the balls.
That's right. We
all
do.
Right. Now to show you how fucked up.
Paulie B's balls, Esquire.
They're right here. Paulie B's balls.
Show you how fucked up the voting is on Pod Riot. Let's turn over to the music category, John.
All right.
Now, Punky is our favorite podcast of all time.
Favorite of all time. That's
correct. And Punky is in the music category. And when I checked, the last I checked before I showed up tonight, they had 44 votes, John. And they are number two in music overall. Now, remember a while ago, the only thing that was blocking them from the number one spot was the TR Connection, Toddcast, the podcast
about Todd Rundgren,
which I couldn't believe was number one.
Hey,
come
on. He's famous, dude.
That's fine that he's famous.
But so is Paulie B.
Yeah, Paulie B and Tony Hearn are bigger celebrities today than Todd Rundgren
ever was.
Right. Okay, now, just talking about TR Connection Toddcast, how many votes do you think they have in April, John?
Seven.
One. They have one vote in April. Okay, where are those 300 fans that used to vote for the Toddcast?
Wow, no shit.
I don't know. Maybe they're turned on to Punky now. Maybe they're turned on to something else. Or maybe it was all a fucking joke, John.
Right.
Maybe it was some asshole proxy voting. All right, so now Punky is still
all right, settle down, man.
Number two in music. Do you know why?
No.
Because the number one spot in music is taken up by Crybaby Emo Kids, John. And they have 178 votes. Now, to prove how fucking lame this is, this whole voting thing, and why I say fuck voting for us, don't vote for us anymore. If you want to leave a comment, we enjoy reading the comments on air.
Right.
But don't even bother voting because it's a scam, John.
Oh, come on.
It's a sham.
If they enjoy voting, let them vote.
Who enjoys voting?
I do.
You mean without a comment? I enjoy leaving comments.
That's fun.
I enjoy the communication aspect of it. Who enjoys just voting?
What have you ever left a comment?
I leave comments. Well, I leave comments on Spike and Rachel. I've left comments.
You have?
Yeah, I just don't vote.
All right.
All right, now to show you how goddamn lame Crybaby Emo Kids are, go ahead and play that clip that I lopped out of there. And before you play it.
Go ahead and play it, but before you play it.
Listen to these two, the witty banner of these two and the the chemistry between the two of them. It's like they just got done licking wallpaper paste off the wall or something. And their minds are a little fuzzy. And not only that, the production absolutely sucks. Because at the very end of the clip, when they play their song, you're going to get your fucking ears blown out. Because they don't have any concept of what they're doing.
All right.
But yet, John, they're number one in the music category. And we all know, and everybody listening knows, that Punky should be number one in the music category, John.
Don't ever say that Scott doesn't like to talk a lot.
Go ahead and play the emo clip.
All right, here we go.
Especially, especially.
Oh, that's not it?
No.
Oh, it's this one.
So anyways, let me just explain a little of what we are. First of all, thanks for downloading our podcast. What we're trying to do here at Crybaby Emo Kids is basically feature bands that are not so famous, the unsigned bands and the underrated bands, the bands you probably would never have heard of. Also, we're going to be playing pretty famous bands as well, so if you think that we're just going to be playing indie artists, no, we're going to be playing famous songs as well, so it's going to be a best of both worlds. And these are songs which most people like.
Yeah, we're also hoping to have some interviews, some never heard before tracks, some tracks that are straight out of the studio, all the news and gossip.
Hold on, they're going to play a song now coming up.
All right.
The production will kick in.
You want to know. We're hoping to contain all that into
one
show.
That's great.
Right, so it's time for our second song. Here is Sousin with Bury Your Head, the acoustic version.
Oh,
Christ.
All right. Now, I'm all about.
I even pulled the fader down, man. The thing was still redlining.
Still going up. Now, I'm all about podcasts that play music that you're not going to hear on mainstream radio.
Was that
Paz,
that second guy?
I don't know, but what the hell's going on over there?
I don't know.
They couldn't even get their sound loop right. Did you hear the sound loop? It would play and then it would pause for like a half second and then pick up again completely out of rhythm. And they're like, yeah, hey, we're all about playing stuff that nobody's heard. Really loud. Much louder than we talk, so you're going to have to keep adjusting your volume when you listen to us.
Yeah.
Now they got 178 votes in 9 days. It's going to be interesting to see.
What?
We'll know if they're...
Well, you never know. Maybe at first they get the word out.
Yeah, whatever.
And then they realize it's so goddamn difficult to get everybody to vote. Like, that's basically how I feel, is you gave up. You said, fuck this, man. This is too hard to get people to vote.
No, it's not too hard to get people to vote. It's why bother? Because people are spending their time voting, but you got some a-holes, like whoever, that just proxy vote. So what's the point? You're going to get somebody, and we mentioned the top 13.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's a joke. And that proves it right there. These crybaby emo kids. That's the worst goddamn thing I've ever heard of, outside of Chicken Fried Radio, John.
Oh, man. Man, you're just picking them off left and right today.
Aren't I?
Oh, the ugly Scott side of Scott has shown up.
You're going to see the ugly side of Scott for the next 6 months, John.
Oh, no.
As long as I'm living with my in-laws, it's going to be ugly.
Where do you think you're going to go when my house goes under construction?
Well, we'll do this at the studio then, right?
We'll be doing it at the bowling alley. What
the
are you
bowling
talking
alley.
About?
Clang, clang, clang. Well, we have our mobile unit all ready to go, right?
That's right.
No doubt.
Always ready for the mobile.
But yeah, and Punky, putting crybaby emo kids and even mentioning Punky in the same sentence is a disgrace, John.
Can you take some pictures of me like Mike D? I'll have a cigarette in my mouth.
If you want. Now, pay attention.
I'm sorry.
I'm making an important statement about Punky.
All right, here we go.
And they shouldn't even be mentioned in the same sentence with these fuckers that we just talked about.
Jesus Christ.
And Punky should be number one. And that's all I have to say about that, John.
All right, this just in. Well, let's play their promo.
This is AKC's Doodle Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And when we're not, I forgot my line. Where's my line?
When we're not imitating.
All right. And when we're not imitating Polygy's genitalia.
We love listening to Punky, our favorite podcast.
Bloody septics.
I'm calling in to set the record straight. I heard that Polly B's balls called in, and I'd just like to say that that was a prank call.
Dead air. Man. There's no dead air on our show.
There was right there. You took that big, and I thought you were going to say something, so I didn't
no,
say anything.
I'm just really fat, and I have to suck in a lot of wind.
You gotta keep breathing like that. I see. All right. To keep the blood pumping.
Yeah.
Right. All right, John. So did you see any movies or
no,
anything?
No, I have not.
You didn't see any movies?
I didn't. I was waiting to see one with you on Friday night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I told John.
I'll let you know. The wife, when she goes to bed, I'll call you up and we'll do something.
Right, because the wife told me, I'm totally wiped. I'm going to be in bed by 7. So I figured, okay, I'll get the kids to bed and I'm golden. I can get out. John and I can hook up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But guess what happened, John?
Sweet.
Guess what happened? I fell asleep at 7:30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No doubt.
What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, but I did have this fucking kick-ass dream with, who's the chick who's dating the San Antonio Spur? And she's on,
I don't know.
Desperate Housewives. Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Longeria. I had a dream about her, John. Where, like, really? She was all over me. So, you know, it had to be a dream. But stayed with me all weekend. And it put a snap in my trousers, John. Can't ask for anything more than that. Snap in the trousers.
And you got the old...
No doubt.
Great.
And she was attracted to me. You know why, John?
Why?
Not because of my stunning good looks. Or my
your simian
that I'm not because I'm ripped to shreds and I'm in perfect shape.
Yeah, like a silverback.
She was attracted to me because of my humor, John.
I made her laugh.
Yes,
your humor.
And her bikini just fell right off her in my dream.
Laughing in laughter. Boy, because you do that. You have that effect on women.
And I do.
Hey, I'm going to go for broke here.
But in reality, they usually run the other way. In my dream, she came towards me, John.
She was going to mace you, probably. Far away doesn't work so well.
Oh, that reminds me. Now, last podcast, you were interrupted by Professor Tom. He sent you a photo.
Right.
Did we ever post that photo?
No.
We've never posted that photo.
I'm scared to.
Why?
It's wrong, man.
It's not wrong.
It's wrong.
We'll put that out on the forum then. Come on.
We got to have a secret password.
Bury it
or
somewhere.
Something.
All right. Can we do that in the forum?
Like a contest, and the answer is the address or something.
Okay. So we need to come up with a contest?
Yeah. The address would be totaltalknonsense.com/images/
Oh, right.
Oh, they could just look at the index and find it.
Right.
Oh, no, they wouldn't know which one it is unless they looked at every one.
And we have two websites, John. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we can even get Professor Tom to help us out. Maybe we'll bury it on his site.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, now we just got to come up with a contest? Yeah, okay.
To see a fucking picture. And the prize is you'll be shocked.
Yeah. You will be. I was.
It's shocking. We have photographic evidence.
Well, John, I saw a movie.
You did?
I did.
Well, you got about 3 minutes.
3 minutes? I don't know if I could get to it in 3 minutes.
All right.
It gets into politics, into business, into corporate America, and it gets to why I am going through a middle-age crisis right now, John.
Oh, really?
Well, part of it being living with the in-laws, the other part being my current career, which is mirrored kind of in this corporate bullshit.
Right.
So I don't know if I can get it done in 3 minutes, John, but I can take us out with some celebrity news to the break.
Okay.
Matt LeBlanc, are you familiar with Matt LeBlanc? He was the dopey Joey on Friends. And then he got his own show.
He's happy to know that. Oh, you're the dopey Joey.
Yeah, dopey Joey. He was a dope.
Yeah.
But he was a lovable dope, John.
Yeah, he was.
LeBlanc files for divorce, John.
I didn't know he was married.
Former Friends star Matt LeBlanc filed for divorce from his wife of just under 3 years, model Melissa McKnight.
Wow.
The actor filed divorce papers Thursday in Los Angeles, citing irreconcilable differences. And don't they all do that, John?
Yeah.
Now get this.
What does that mean, anyway?
What? Irreconcilable differences?
That's a blue car. No, it's red.
No, it means that I'm not going to let you put my balls in the fridge anymore. Give them back. That's what it means. LeBlanc. Now, we did this story, I don't know how many months ago, probably when we first started podcasting, but the reason that this all started going downhill, John, is this. LeBlanc publicly apologized to his wife and baby daughter last year after drunkenly groping a stripper during a private lap dance.
Really?
The star admitted he got carried away when he visited a strip club during a 10-day motorbike trip to Canada, saying, "I acted like a fool in allowing myself to be led astray and placed in such a horrible situation. I feel ashamed."
What?
So it went downhill from there, John. Right downhill.
Oh, my God.
For Matt LeBlanc.
So he just groped a stripper? That was it?
That's all he did. And here's the shitty part. He has all his friends' money, right?
Yeah.
And then he's got this Joey money, which is a failed sitcom.
But what do you do when you...
Oh, I heard he's dating the co-star.
Oh, right. Yeah. The blonde chick.
Now, this model, Melissa McKnight, half his cash. Gone. Boom. Right out the window.
Wow.
For groping a stripper and not having the balls to tell his wife, hey, I'm a movie star. Well, a TV star. I can grope strippers if I want. Shut up and give me my balls back. Because he's not a movie star,
right.
John.
No.
He did a couple of failed movies. Remember the one with the chimp?
I don't. Oh, yeah.
And the baseball.
That was funny. I never saw it, though.
No. Who did?
Right. Who did?
Nobody.
Nobody.
One last, to take us out of part one, Harrison Ford in Celebrity News, John.
Oh.
Harrison Ford, quote, I hate the internets, unquote. Harrison Ford hates the internets because it means anyone can spread malicious gossip about him. The actor who plays a computer security specialist in his latest film, Firewall, sees a need to censor his words to avoid being misrepresented online. He says the worst thing about the internet is that anything and everything is up for grabs. How can that be when I limit my public conversation to once every couple of years? Any kind of rubbish goes on the internet and it could have any fucking life of its own, John. That's from Harrison Ford.
What does he care flying around the Millennium Falcon?
And I don't understand what he cares either, because who the fuck is talking about Harrison Ford on the internets anyway? You're over Harrison Ford.
Calista Flockhart.
Yeah, forget about
it. And he's got one foot in the grave, and he's doing another Indiana Jones.
Right, and they're going to dig up Sean Connery to be his dad.
Have you seen that bow-legged fuck run lately?
Oh, Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
Why is he bow-legged?
I don't know. It's like he's got somebody shot him in the kneecap or something. Haven't you ever seen him run in, like, Patriot games? He's like, woo!
Stop it, John. You're playing right into what Harrison Ford said. He said that they can take anything and make any fucking story they want out of it, and that's why he doesn't like the internet.
It's my opinion. It's not like it's really happening.
Yeah, it's not like it's really happening.
That's bullshit. That fat ass is lying.
Right, he could, but he's all about censorship, and he wants to put a clamp down on the internet because he imagines that people in whatever universe he's imagining, that people still talk about Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he should change his Depends.
How about it?
Yeah. All right, well, that's all the time we have for part one. We'll take it to part two. So stay tuned, will ya?
Because we have more celebrity news and I saw a movie, John.
That's right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.